Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you are over something, your will should be done in it. Is that right?
Yes.
If you're over something. If you're head of the business, then your will should be done in the business. Right? If you're head of the house, your will should be done in the house. Right? I mean, the Lord told me when we first got here, I had to tell some folk no several times. Some didn't care for it. Well, we want to do this. I said no. Some folks said, well, how about this? I said, no. And they didn't understand, but the Lord had spoken to me the week before very strongly. I mean, warned me. He said, if you're always giving in to people, who's leading this? I thought, well, it wouldn't be me. Right? And, you know, somebody said, well, the Lord's will should be done. Absolutely. But who gets to say what that is? You understand what I'm saying? There's somebody representing him in different situations. Romans 13 goes into great detail about that the authorities that exist are ordained of God. And if you resist the authority, you're resisting God. A lot of things to learn there. But if the king is king over this realm, his will should be done. Wherever he's ruler over, right? His will should be done. The parents' will should prevail over the children. We could camp there a while, couldn't we? Who's in charge here? Right? Who's leading? Well, God's kingdom. Should our will prevail or should his? The devil's will? Certainly not. We want to miss the devil's perfect will. Every day. Just totally missed his will. And we want to get God's perfect will and operate in his kingdom and let his kingdom operate in us. Can you say amen? Now let's go back. Go to the book of Luke, please. This is going to take a little bit of time and a little bit of turning. But I think this is the best way to do this. Go to the book of Luke and we're going to turn to a number of scriptures and we're going to read them and let it sink into us. What is important to Jesus, what he preached, what he emphasized. Luke 1, in the very beginning of this, when the angel appeared to Mary, Luke 1:30, the angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary. You found favor with God. And behold, you'll conceive in your womb and you'll bring forth a son and will call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Now, in our modern society, in so many churches and ministries, the purpose of Jesus' coming has been almost narrowed and just focused only on saving people. He came to save us. Well, he did. But what does this say? I mean, before he was born, what does it say? He's come. He's going to take the throne. He's going to reign. And of his kingdom, there'll be no end. There have been great kingdoms on this earth. I mean the Egyptian kingdom, the Babylonian kingdom, the Roman Empire and kingdom. I mean, the U.S. of A. is a baby beside a lot of these. A couple hundred years? See, we think, oh, you know, we've been around forever. No. Kingdoms rise and kingdoms fall. And none of these kingdoms are forever. But there is a kingdom. It's already begun. Oh, hallelujah. And this kingdom is forever. All these other kingdoms are going to fade. But the kingdom of God is going to be established upon the earth. And the new heavens and the new earth, and you and I have already chosen the right side. We are in the right one now. And actually, because this is all we've known, we think, well, you know, this is the life. This is a brief, brief training period. We are in faith school. And the Lord left us some curse and devils to practice on. He did. To be overcomers. Oh, come on, help me preach a little bit this morning. Now, have you read in the book of Revelation? I mean, he gets to preaching. He says, to him that overcomes. And he tells you what's going to happen. Then he says, and to him that overcomes. And to him that overcomes. And to him that overcomes. We're going to rule and reign with him forever in his kingdom. Not wimps, not quitters, not doubters and fearful and unbelievers. What? Not whiny babies. Overcomers, overcomers, overcomers. Kingdom-minded people are overcomers. And when something gets in your way, you just realize that's something to come over. You couldn't be an overcomer if there was never anything to overcome.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Said out loud, I'm an overcomer.
I'm not a quitter.
What's the opposite of overcomer? Undergoer. Right? I mean, you go under, right? Overcomer means you come over it. You conquer. Kingdom minded. You conquer. The opposite is you go under. We don't go under. Somebody says, yeah, but you know, you win a few and you lose a few. And that's just the way the old ball bounces. Yeah, but we ain't bouncing the old ball no more. We're new creations. Old things have passed away. Right? And we don't have to lose some. In the things of life that really matter. He said he always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus, in the Anointed One. Thanks be unto God. Say it out loud, I'm an overcomer.
I'm a conqueror.
And more than a conqueror. An overcomer in Christ. What if you get attacked with sickness? I overcome. I win. I get healed, I live. What if you have financial trouble? I overcome it. Right? I come out. I get out of debt, I pay it off. I get ahead. Right? Anything in any area, you look at it as a challenge, you go, oh no, no, no. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm coming over that. Don't care how long it takes. I will not quit. Right? Overcomer. Well, that is being kingdom minded. You are aware that you're not just in a kingdom on the earth, subject to its rules. You're in the kingdom of heaven. Now let's keep reading. Turn over to the fourth chapter. Luke 4. Jesus, you know, was tempted. And in verse 5, the devil took him up into a high mountain. And showed him what? All the kingdoms. All the what? Kingdoms. See, not all the gold. Not all the silver. Not all the stuff. The what? Kingdoms. The areas of rule and dominion. Of the world, all of the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this power, that's actually the word for authority, all this authority I'll give you. And the glory of them. Now some people say, oh, he couldn't do that. Well, then it wouldn't have been a temptation. And the Bible says he was tempted here. So yeah, he could. Which lets you know who is behind the authority in the kingdoms of the earth. again and again. That's why we got to pray for our leaders in our country, right? He said, he showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. He said, all this authority I will give you and the glory of them, for that is delivered to me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. Well, now, how did he get it? What did the scripture say? It was what? Delivered to him. It was handed over to him. Who handed it to him?
Adam.
Well, how did Adam get it? God gave the dominion and the rule of this planet to man. A lot of people don't like that. They say, oh no, it's God. Oh no, he gave it to us. The psalmist said, the heaven, even the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men. He gave the earth to man. Well, then how come 2 Corinthians says that Satan is the god of this world? Because when God gives you something, he gives it to you. And you can do what you will with it. You can use it properly or you can abuse it. And man abused this dominion and gave it to the enemy. And now the enemy is influencing the kingdoms of the earth. And Jesus obviously was tempted. He said, if you'll worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered him and said, you get behind me, Satan. It's written, you'll worship the Lord your God and him only shall you serve. Why would he have been tempted with this? Because that's what he is born to do. Right? That's who he is. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Did you know the devil will try to show you a shortcut to God's plan? He said, oh yeah, just worship me and you'll be king of all these kings and you'll be Lord of all these lords. He tries to mess with you, doesn't he? And see, in him, he knew it was right for him to rule and reign and be King of Kings. But how many understand that just because you know something is right, it's not right for it to come at any cost, at any way. You may know what's supposed to happen, but it's got to come the right way. Somebody say the right way. It's got to come the right way.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Kingdom of God Minded, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402A. That's R1402A, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.